You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me on the show today and listening to this message. I have a website, Torah Life Ministries, and Torah is the first five books of the Bible. Many Christians often ask me where they can get a copy of the Torah, and I say simply open up your Bible to the beginning, starting in Genesis. And many people think that's a Jewish word or a Jewish book. It is a Hebrew word meaning instructions or guidelines of our Creator. The problem is, folks, that this word often gets mistranslated as law. And when you translate it to law, it gets mixed up with the law of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus is often referring to in the scripture, the man-made law of the Pharisees that Yeshua came to do away with, not the Torah or the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And today I'm going to talk on a show about the Torah and the importance of it, because every single person in scripture who was righteous because they desired to follow the right way of living according to our Creator. Even Messiah himself is known as the living Torah because he was the only one to live it perfectly. And we are supposed to follow him, and he set the example for us by obeying or observing the guidelines and instructions in Scripture, often known as or spoken about as the Torah. So, when we hear the word Torah, we can't get mixed on this, understand the word law or the word Torah. So, I want you to understand this if you're listening and you never heard this before, the difference between these two. One of the things I often say in my ministry is, the Torah is the foundation of all scripture. The Torah is the foundation of the Bible. Because what it is a foundation is something that a house is built upon. And scripture gives a great example, and anyone that knows about building gives a great example. If the foundation is solid, what's built on top of that foundation is going to be the strongest. But if the foundation is weak, whatever is built on top of that is going to be very weak. So that is a scriptural principle. And this is why I say that, the Torah or the guidelines and instructions of our Creator is the foundation of the Bible. So recently somebody would say to me, somebody emailed me and said, isn't Yeshua our Messiah that foundation? And, you know, you could look at him as a foundation, but the foundation that he clung to was the instructions of our Creator. The reason he was sinless and the reason we know he was sinless is because we knew what sin was by understanding the Torah. The guidelines and instructions. Again, folks, he was a living Torah, and he came and he carried that out by acting it out. And he set people towards looking towards it to carry it out. Somewhere along the line, Christianity of man has gotten something wrong where they say we are no longer instructed to keep the Torah. In fact, they'll go ahead and say, well, the Torah was never meant for us believers. The Torah was meant for a small group of people called Israel. And a lot of Christians are deceived to believe that they don't no longer need to keep, or they never needed to keep the Torah because they are not Israel. First of all, anyone who claims that Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, is the Messiah and the Savior, you now become part of the Commonwealth of Israel. And you are required to do what Israel is required to do. A great example is the children that came out of the desert in Egypt. When the Israelites came out, a bunch of Egyptian people came out with them. Those Egyptian people now became part of the Commonwealth of Israel, and they were required as they were traveling with Israel to do what was commanded for Israel. They weren't allowed to do something different. They weren't allowed to do it the way they were. No, they had to do it according to this way because they are part of the Commonwealth of Israel. So if you are a believer in Yeshua, which many people use the term Christian, you are part of the Commonwealth of Israel, and you are required to follow the Torah. Now, let's stop using the word Torah for a moment, and let's start using a different word. Now, if I use the word law and I say, well, you're required to follow the law, of course, many Christians would say, well, we're no longer under the law. And there's even a motto that would say, a law versus grace. We have grace. We don't need the law. And now if we change that word law, or we use the proper context of that word law, and instead say the guidelines and instructions of our Creator that was given to His chosen people, and if you believe in Yeshua the Messiah, you are now one of those chosen people, and as one of those chosen people, you've made a vow and a covenant to follow Yeshua the Messiah, the one you call Jesus, and Jesus told people to listen to His Father. We need to listen to, and His Father gave us, I'm going to use this phrase, the guidelines and instructions to bless our life. Okay? So instead of using the word Torah, instead of using the word law, use what did our Creator give us? He gave us the guidelines and the instructions so your life can be blessed. It's that simple, folks. The church today has really gotten off track. And many people have gotten off track. The guidelines and instructions of our Creator is the foundation of everything that should dictate our lives. And if somebody says, well, Yeshua is that rock and that's foundation, well, Yeshua pointed us to the guidelines and instructions of His Father. So we'd follow them and live by them. So when you hear the word law from now on, you have to understand there's two different laws. There is a law that Yeshua, the Messiah, came to do away with. And that is the Pharisees' law that added to the word. It says in Deuteronomy, do not add or take away, but keep my guidelines and instructions. Do not add or take away, but keep them. So that's what Yeshua had a problem with. For example, you take the Sabbath, which was a guideline and instruction of our Creator to bless us. Remember, instead of saying law, instead of saying Torah, let's say guidelines and instructions to bless us, okay? And just remember, though, if you're blessed for being obedient to it, then the opposite of a blessing is a curse. And then there's a curse for not being obedient to it. And as we hear that and we think about that, and we think about the foundation of all Scripture, and we see Yeshua. So the example is the Sabbath. So let's go back to the Sabbath example. We see the Pharisees and sages says you're breaking the Sabbath. Well, we know Messiah couldn't break any commandments. He was perfect and he couldn't sin. So he said, no, I'm breaking your man-made fence and tradition of what you turn the commandment into. But I'm not breaking a commandment. The fourth commandment is to observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Nowhere does it say that you know, you can't do this, and this. Well, it's the Pharisees, the man-made laws of the Pharisees that made that up. So Yeshua knew the truth, but he never told. Yeshua never said, we don't need to keep the Sabbath. Yeshua just rebuked them for the way they were telling him how to keep it, which was wrong. But the word talks about, all over the word, it talks about keeping the fourth commandment and all the commandments of our Creator. See, the average Christian will say, well, we keep the Ten Commandments, but what happened to that fourth one? They don't do anything with that one. So let's look at this word foundation of Scripture. In Psalms 111:10, it says, fear of Yahweh, that's our Creator name. So fear of Yahweh is the foundation of true wisdom. Fear of Yahweh is the foundation of true wisdom. It goes on to say, all who obey His commandments will grow in wisdom. Praise Him forever. So that's Psalms 111:10. I'll read it again. Fear of Yahweh is the foundation of true wisdom. All who obey in His commandments will grow in wisdom. Praise Him forever. Now, I'm going to read that same verse in a different translation so you can kind of get a good idea of what they're covering here. And remember, the word of the foundation is in there. But let's look at another translation when it says, fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding to all those who are practicing them. His praise is standing forever. So we got those two verses right there. So we got, again, a fear of Yahweh is the foundation of true wisdom. All who obey His commandments will grow in wisdom. Praise Him forever. And then we have the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. So we have beginning and we have foundation. So two little different words there, but we get the point that nothing can happen without the fear of our wonderful Creator. So to think you can accomplish anything in life without fearing our Creator is stupidity. It's not wisdom. But it's wisdom to know fear of the Creator is the beginning and the foundation of anything. Then it goes on to say, all who obey His commandments will grow in wisdom. It's right there in your own scriptures, Psalms 111:10. All who obey His commandments will grow in wisdom. And this other translation says, a good understanding to all those who are practicing them. And then it goes on to continue, His praise is standing forever, or praise Him forever. So we understand and we get this now that all who obey His commandments are all who practice them, put them into practice. Well, His commandments, what are they? Let's even take the word commandments out of it. Let's take the word Torah out of it, and let's take the word law out of it. Let's say it this way. All who obey or keep His guidelines and instructions that He gave to bless us will grow in wisdom. Praise Him forever. Remember, whenever you see the word law, and it's not the man-made law Yeshua came to do away with, but the law found in the original covenant that our Creator gave us, or the word Torah, or even the word commandments, or even the word statutes, change that with the phrase, the guidelines and instructions that our Creator gave us to bless us. And continue to reading and you'll get a much clearer understanding of what the scriptures are telling us. So, this is the beginning and this is the foundation to know this. Praise Him forever. Hallelujah. Now we go to Psalms 89:14. And in Psalms 89:14 it says, righteousness and justice are the foundation. Again, we got that word. Foundation of your throne. Unfailing love and truth walk before your before you as attendants. And we could look at this same scripture in another translation, Psalms 89:14, and it says, justice and righteousness are your throne's foundation. Mercy and truth go before your face. But we see the foundation again. And what is he calling the foundation? Righteousness and justice. Righteousness means doing what is right according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. Doing what is right, that's where we get the word righteous from. Righteous would be being obedient to the guidelines and instructions He gave us to bless us. Do you get it? See, we're only saved by the blood of Messiah. We can't work our way to heaven. There's no way to be saved other than by the blood of Messiah and proclaiming Yeshua as Messiah. You know, that's not in question here. Judgment of that does not come by any man. It comes by our Creator. But we are, as fellow believers, to judge each other on all other issues of our acts and the way we're living, to lift us up and not tear us down. And when it talks about righteousness, and it talks about justice being a foundation of His throne, so you got the word righteous. What righteousness is, living the right way according to His guidelines and instructions to bless us. So, I know a question on a lot of people's mind is, well, you keep saying to bless us. What do you mean to bless us? See, that's what the commandments or the Torah or the guidelines and instructions, or some people even refer to it as the schoolmaster. This is one of the reasons why we have it, so we could be blessed and not be cursed. You see, the Bible is a book of opposites. You have life versus death, good versus evil, and blessing versus curses. So when we talk about these things, we think about blessings, and we could may think about riches of this world and no troubles in this world. No, that's not what our Creator is referring to. You know, when we think about the greatest blessing that our Creator gives us, when you pray, and you better be praying if you call yourself a believer, when you pray and you're righteous and living according to our Creator's word, it says you have His ear. He is now hearing you. He is listening to your prayer. He is taking your request. And it says that that is the greatest blessing that we could have, that our Creator would stop everything and listen to our prayer. And then we look at the opposite side of that. You know, we look at the curse. It says in the scripture, I do not hear the prayers of the wicked. I love the prayers of the righteous, but I detest the prayers of the wicked. I shut my ear to them. This is serious, folks, because if you call yourself a believer, are you living righteously according to the guidelines and instructions that our Creator gave us to bless us? Or are you deceived to follow a different doctrine than what what the scriptures say? Are you to the belief that these guidelines and instructions to bless us was nailed to a cross? Or these guidelines and instructions to bless us was done away with? Or these guidelines and instructions to bless us were replaced with something else? No. These guidelines and instructions were told to be taken off paper and put on our hearts. And when it was told that, it wasn't said that, and it was to be changed. No, it was to be put on our hearts so we know it and we lived it and we understood it. That's what we got to do. We got to live it and understand it. So we're not doing it for blessings. We're doing it because this is what He wanted us to do. You know, it talks about rebellion in just life. And when you rebel against our Creator's instructions, you're on your own. He says in His word, I know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. That's His plan for us, a future and a hope. When we do it our way, we're on our own. Last I checked, God is smarter than we are. So we want to follow His plan. 2 Timothy 2:19 says, but God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription, Yahweh knows those who are His, and all who belong to Yahweh must turn away from evil. Do you understand that and hear that, folks? It says, Yahweh's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription. Yahweh knows those who are His, and all who belong to Yahweh must turn away from evil. So now we think about, what is evil according to scriptures? Well, evil is sin. What is sin? Sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions that our Creator gave us to bless us. Transgression of the law, not fulfilling the commandments. That's what we got to focus on. Understanding we have to turn away from evil. To turn means to repent. That's what it means, to turn. It means repent. So this is basically saying you must repent. And that's why it says in the scripture, repent and accept Yeshua. You know, we must turn away from evil. We must repent. And our heart must change to love the things He loves and hate the things He hates. Turning away from evil, repenting. Now ask yourself if you're listening to this. Are you truly following the guidelines and instructions that our Creator gave us to bless us? Do you even know what they are? Has your church or a Christian message you heard told you that they are no longer for us? Or they were never for us? Or there are instructions we can't keep? We can't possibly keep them, so we shouldn't be trying. Have you been told that Yeshua's mercy and grace will cover you for being disobedient to our Creator? Instructions and guidelines? We need to really think about this, because this is serious, folks. You know, we want to store up our treasures in heaven, but we need to be blessed so He hears our prayers. And He's only going to hear them if we're righteous to Him. We look at the books in the scriptures where the people were in Judges, the people, and all over scripture. But every time they were disobedient, they were overtaken. And every time they were obedient and came back to Him, they were victorious. That's life right there, folks. So this is a tremendously important thing to know. Again, 2 Timothy 2:19. Yahweh's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription. Yahweh knows those who are in His, and all belong to Yahweh must turn away from evil, must repent. All who belong to Yahweh must repent, repent, repent. Repent and accept Yeshua. And you know what? You might not have heard this. You might not have knew this before, but before doesn't matter. Yesterday doesn't matter. What matters right now. Now you're hearing this. Now you know this. What are you going to do? Are you going to continue to say, I don't need to follow the guidelines and instructions that our Creator gave me to bless me? Are you going to continue to say that I'm not under the law? Are you going to continue to say that the commandments are not for me, they're for somebody else? They were replaced with new commandments or something like that? No. Or are you ready to say that this is what Yeshua Messiah said? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And nowhere in the Bible does it say they were changed. And you have the perfect example of the followers of Yeshua in the first century keeping the commandments. If Yeshua said somewhere or somehow that would change, why were they still doing their best to keep the commandments? Because they knew the foundation. They knew what it was. And they knew who gave it. And they wanted to follow and they wanted to be blessed. And this is the foundation of everything. You know, it says in Timothy, all scripture is profitable for man. All scripture is profitable for man. You know, when that was written, there was no New Testament. He was talking about the original covenant, the Old Testament. And he was referring to the Torah, the guidelines and instructions that Yeshua HaMessiah read in the synagogue every week. So these instructions and guidelines, this is our lifeline. This is what we need to know. So we need to really check ourselves before we wreck ourselves and find out, well, why isn't the Christian church teaching this? And why are they teaching that we no longer need to follow these things or do these things? Well, scripture is very clear, and it talks about the deception of people today and how people go astray. But the righteous, their eyes will be open. And they're the ones that'll pick that narrow road. You know, in Matthew, it talks about a wide path and a narrow path that leads to a narrow gate. Well, that narrow gate is Messiah, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. And that narrow road to get to that gate is Torah. It's the guidelines and instructions that very few will find. That's what it says. Very few will find it. And it's going to lead to Yeshua, the Messiah. Are you saying you need to do works to be saved? No, we're only saved by confession and truly feeling in our heart that Yeshua is Messiah and going on blind faith of that and believing that and knowing that. However, if that's true and that's what you really believe and you're listening to the message I'm telling you right now, which comes from Scripture, you should have a strong desire to read your Bible, to find out what the instructions and guidelines of my Creator are to bless me, and what those blessings are, and how I could share those blessings with others, and how I could repent for living against those guidelines and instructions that my Creator gave me to bless me for all these years, and how things would start to make so much more sense and look so much clearer once I realized that the one who formed me in the womb before I was born, who knew every hair on my head, gave me a book that includes guidelines and instructions of how to live my life so I can be tremendously blessed. And every time I pray, to know He's hearing from me. I have His ear. I have His attention. And this book is filled with these guidelines and instructions. And to carry them out, my Messiah says my yoke will be easy. Because I've done away with the man-made traditional law of the Pharisees that was adding to the Word. That's what you have. You have them adding to the Word, creating an extra burden. But then again, today you have the deception of the church deleting from the Word, taking away from the Word, trying to get rid of the Word. Oh, you don't need to look at that. We got this. No. No, you have to ask yourself, why is this happening? And what can you do about it? And how can you get these blessings? Follow the Messiah, Yeshua, who lived out these guidelines and instructions, known as the Torah. Folks, I know it's a lot for you to grasp, but I promise you, this is what the Word says, and it's not even about what I think. It's about go to your Word and read your Word for yourself, and stop taking the traditional Christianity view on these particular topics, and start taking the biblical view on these topics. The man-made system of Christianity today stems from the Catholic Church, and many of that stems from things that have nothing to do with the Bible. You know, it's not about labeling yourself anything but a follower of Yeshua the Messiah, a follower of Yeshua the one you call Jesus, and if you're following Him, you're going to do what He said to do. And nowhere in His words did He say, well, now follow me, so you no longer need to follow my Father's commandments. No, it says, those that love me will keep the commandments. You know, now can we? Can we keep them 100% perfect? No, but that's where His grace and mercy comes in. Not using Yeshua's blood as an excuse to live a life of sin, but no, striving for perfection and keeping His guidelines and instructions that will bless us. And when we miss the mark and when we don't get it, His mercy and grace will cover us because He sees our dedication. He sees our heart, and He knows we want to do this. When He hears us repent, That brings joy to him. He knows our heart is into this. When we mess up and we walk away like it was no big deal, that's a whole nother story. It says in the scriptures, there's no sacrifice for intentional sin. So we need to know what sin is. You need to ask yourself, what is sin? Transgression of the guidelines and instructions that our Creator gave us to bless us. It can all be changed. James 4:17 says, to know good and not do it to him it is sin. Now you know what good is. Good is the Torah, the laws, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator that he gave us to bless us. And bad is not keeping them. Just go ahead and make yourself a list of some of the commandments or any of the commandments. Write down every commandment you know. You know, and then think there's over 613. And how many do you know? I'm going to say that again. Write down every commandment of the Bible that you know. I'm not saying that you understand. I'm not saying that's applicable to you because they're not all applicable to us. I'm not a farmer, so I can't do the laws that are applicable to farmers. I'm not a woman. I can't do the laws that are applicable to a woman. But I am a man, and there's many laws that are applicable to me today. And don't tell me you don't want to be under law. When you travel around, there's more laws by your local government than there are in the Bible, but you don't have any problem following those. So write down every commandment or blessing or whatever you want to call it. Write it down. How many do you know? And think about there's 600, over 600, over 600. And how many do you know? Does something sound wrong with that, folks? Ask that to your pastor. How many commandments do you know? Maybe they'll get through the first 10. Maybe. That's just 10 of 600. But Yeshua says, my yoke is not difficult, folks. And we don't have to keep them all, but we do have to strive our best to understand, at least know what they are. You know, that's what a schoolmaster does. He teaches. So, my website talks about this with many videos, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Every Friday night, we have live fellowship at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on that website and also on my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. So I encourage you to go there. If you want to join us locally here in South Florida, we meet 3 p.m. every Saturday, 3 p.m. every Saturday here in Lake Worth. You can contact me through the website and understand that we have a great opportunity to be blessed. And he says, if you follow me, if you listen to my words, all will be well with you. How many of you listening want all to be well with you? You have that opportunity. And when you think about people, things aren't well with them. Think about, are they following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? Think about that. Do they even know what they are? Think about this. Are you? Do you know what they are? Get in the Word, folks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Contact me if you have any questions, anybody. And thank you. Check out my ministry page, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. And just read your Word. Read your Word. Read your Word. And check out all those videos on the site. Get those questions under the videos. Till then, shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Come to the water, you who thirst. And your thirst no more. Come to the Father, you who work, and your work no more. And all you who labor in vain, and to the broken shamed. Love is here. Love